Avos Perek Beis Mishnah Vav, an unbelievable statement of Hillel, which we will learn together and understand. Says Hillel, "B'makom shein anashim hishtadel yos ish, in a place where there are no men, stand up and be a man." The very, very true teaching of Hillel is coming to explain that often in life we think that we have to be prepared to do great things. But the answer is, people aren't born great. Individuals decide to step up to the plate and make themselves great. U'b'makom shein anashim, when you see things are lacking and there are people who are not getting the job done, there need to be chassadim, there need to be Torah, there need to be a gamut of institutions that need to be established and set up. U'b'makom shein anashim, they're not people to do it. Hishtadel yosish, get up and do the job. And one of the first times we see this in the Torah is in Parsha Shmos. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, "Moshe, Moshe, go save the Jewish people. You are the man for the job." And Moshe responds, "Moshe, El Hashem, be Adoni. Lo ish dvar manochi, I can't speak. I stutter. Gam mitmol, gam mil shulshom, gam as dabrach lavdecha kichvar pechvar lashonachi. I'm not articulate. I'm not well spoken. I'm not a powerful person. I don't have the job, and I won't be able to get it done." Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu in response, "Yom Hashem elav misam pela adam umiyasim ile mocheresh opikeach oiver halo anochi Hashem." Says God, it doesn't matter how articulate you are. It doesn't make a difference how tall, how strong, how good looking you are. Who makes a mouth for man? Who makes the dumb or deaf or sighted or blind? It's me, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So now, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, go. Get the job done. Take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And that's what Hillel teaches us. B'mokom shein anoshim hishtadel yosish. Sometimes we'll get the call from God. Sometimes we'll get the call from the boss, from the employer, or from somebody to get a job done. But often in life, you're not even going to get the call that Moshe got. But you're going to look around and see that there are things missing. There's a void. There's a gap. There are things that need to happen. B'makom shein anoshim, if somebody's not standing up to get the job done, hishtadel yosish. There are always three people, contemporary people, that come to mind when I learn this Mishnah. We're limited in time, of course. I'll share as many as I could in the moments we have. But let me start, of course, with somebody I often speak about, Mrs. Clara Hammer, who was a neighbor of ours in Yerushalayim, Rechov Mishmar Gvul, lived off the block. She was a woman who was a Russian immigrant to Israel. She lost an eye to cancer. She lost her father to a suicide bomber on a bus in Israel. And one day in the 1960s, she was standing inside of the well-known Hacker's butcher store around the corner from where we lived, and she saw Mr. Hacker, the head butcher, handing a young child a plastic bag of chicken fat and skin. And when it was her next turn in line, she turned to Mr. Hacker and asked him, "Adoni Hacker, how many cats and dogs does this young girl have that she has to buy so much chicken fat and skin?" And Mr. Hacker turned to her and said, "Her father is on dialysis. They've run up enormously big bill. And I'm unable to continue giving them the chicken, the meat, and the turkey that they need. So therefore, I just give them for free this plastic bag every Friday of Shabbos of chicken fat and skin." And Mrs. Hammer turned to Mr. Hacker and she said, "From now on, when that girl comes every Friday and every Shabbos, give her 2 chickens and a half kilo of turkey on me." And slowly but surely, Mrs. Hammer got a call from Mr. Hacker and said, "It's not just this girl, it's not just this boy, but it's this family and it's this family." And before she knew it, there were rabbis and social workers and community activists contacting her and saying, "This person needs food, this person needs meat." And before she knew it, $10,000 a month were going to the butcher to be able to support hundreds and hundreds of families to give them food for Shabbos. And as life caught up with her, and as the world caught up with what she was doing in her late 90s, at 98, I believe she received the Israel Prize. And she received the special dignitary award from Yeshiva University for her unbelievable, heroic, humanitarian acts of chesed. B'makom shein anoshim hishtadel yosish. Nobody told her, "Mrs. Hacker, Mrs. Hammer, do you know that there are people try to come up with an institution, with an organization that's going to feed the poor?" She saw something and she did something about it. B'makom shein anoshim, there are people who aren't eating. She saw something and she took advantage of the opportunity and ran with it. And she fundraised and she spoke, and she encouraged, and inspired, and fed hundreds and thousands of people. But it's not just Mrs. Hammer. But there's another incredible person, I'm sure you don't know what his name is either. Rav Herschel Weber, have you heard of him? Probably not. But have you heard of Hatzalah? Absolutely. Who hasn't heard of Hatzalah? Rav Herschel Weber is the founder of Hatzalah in 1966. He walked outside of his home in Williamsburg, outside of the Polish Shtiebel, and a man was standing next to him, and he fell to the ground on his foot, had a heart attack, and died. And Mr. Herschel Weber saw this and it struck him. And he said to himself, this can't happen again. I need to know what to do and how to react. We can't allow people to pass out and have heart attacks and not know what to do. And he collected a few young yeshiva boys. He bought oxygen tanks and he gave out cards that said Hatzalah on them and stickers and went around. Gave the young men and these four young boys books about CPR, about oxygen tanks and the Red Cross. And this is how Hatzalah was born. Because Rabbi Herschel Weber saw something, he noticed something, and he saw a void, a lack that existed in the world and an ability to be able to help people. And yes, if you have to buy oxygen tanks, we'll buy oxygen tanks. If we'll buy the books from the companies, and we'll try to figure out and do whatever we have to do. And of course, some 60 years later, Hatzalah is a worldwide organization which has saved the lives of thousands and thousands and is considered one of the leading volunteer ambulance corps in the entire world. Rav Meir Shuster might be another name that you're not familiar with. Rav Meir Shuster, an American kid, went to public school, high school, then he wound up in Eretz Yisrael, a young man from Milwaukee. And probably, Meir Shuster, somebody you have bumped into yourself listening to this call. There's no question, anytime you walked to the Kosel Maravi, you saw a bent over man who would come over and would say to somebody who was a traveler with a backpack, and specifically probably somebody who wasn't wearing a yarmulke, says, are you Jewish? And if you saw Mr. Rabbi Meir Shuster, you would look at a man with not very good composure, inarticulate, not very handsome, and not a human being who was qualified to be able to draw people to Yiddishkeit, but probably in the modern era, there wasn't a human being in the history of Klal Yisrael the last 50 years who was responsible for introducing more Jews to their heritage than Rabbi Meir Shuster with his little tap on your shoulder saying, are you Jewish? Not the first person you would imagine who could get the job done. He had a stutter. He was bent over. He wasn't necessarily the most sought-after speaker. He could barely speak clearly, coherently, efficiently. But people saw in him a passion. They saw something true. And this was the man who started Hostel in the Old City, which housed and homed and taught and educated thousands upon thousands of unaffiliated secular Jews who were coming to the Kosel for the first time. It's Meir Shuster who was the first person responsible for introducing them to Yiddishkeit. So it's the Rabbi Meir Shusters of the world, it's the Mrs. Clara Hammers of the world, it's the Rabbi Herschel Webers of the world, it's Hatzalah, it's the Chicken Lady of Yerushalayim. These are the people who are living the statement of Hillel, B'makom she'ein anoshim hishtadel yos ish. Everybody can be great. Nobody is born great. We're not going to get the call, but let's open our eyes. Let's see what we can do. And even though we're not going to create organizations called the Chicken Lady of Jerusalem, and we're not going to be the person who may be Makariv and introduced and bring back hundreds and thousands of Jews to their heritage, we're not going to start Hatzalah. But in small ways, we can be an ish. There are voids, there are things missing in our community, there are things missing in the broader community. Their needs, their necessities, there are so many things that a human being can give to this world. Hishtadel yos ish, let's try to be human beings by opening up our eyes and moving past that. And that's how we become great. That's what a gadol is, that's what a giant is. Nobody tells you what to do, but you look for something that's missing and you fill that void. That's what it means, and that's what Hillel teaches. B'makom she'en anoshim, hishtadel lios ish.